U.S. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, is scheduled to be sentenced in federal court this hour for lying to the FBI. AP's Mike Hempen reports on the lead-up to this day.
Flynn's lawyers have suggested that investigators discouraged him from having an attorney present during a January 2017 FBI interview. And they say investigators never told Flynn it was a crime to lie. Prosecutors say Flynn should not have to be warned that lying to FBI agents is a crime. Last night, they filed a redacted copy of the notes from Flynn's interview that largely bolster their case. However, prosecutors with special counsel Robert Mueller's office have praised Flynn's cooperation and have recommended against prison time. Mike Hemp in Washington.
As the U.S. approaches a Friday deadline on a federal spending package, the danger of a partial government shutdown looms in the shadows. AP Sagar Magani has a report.
There are few signs lawmakers or the White House are closer to common ground on President Trump's demand for $5 billion to build a southern border wall, and that's increasing fears of a shutdown come midnight Friday. It would affect more than 800,000 federal workers. About half would have to keep working without immediate pay. Others would be sent home. The shutdown would affect about a quarter of the federal government and agencies including the State Justice and Homeland Security departments. Many agencies, like the Defense Department, would keep operating as usual since they've already been funded for the year. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Japan has released its five-year plan to boost defense spending to counter potential threats from China and North Korea. Estimated cost, $242 billion. Japan's self-defense forces will purchase, among other things, more than three dozen U.S.-built stealth fighter jets and two U.S.-made land-based Aegis missile defense systems. This is VOA News. Reports that Russia was more deeply involved in U.S. election meddling than previously thought has gotten Moscow's attention. We have a report from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin has kicked out as baseless claims of a political disinformation campaign on social media. Reports released by the Senate Intelligence Committee on Monday suggested Moscow's efforts to help Donald Trump in his 2016 presidential bid through social media were more far-reaching than originally thought. But Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, rejects the claims, saying the committee has sought to shift blame for the social tensions in the U.S. to Russia without offering proof. He's reaffirmed a strong denial of any meddling in U.S. politics. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior White House official Monday said President Trump gave his Turkish counterpart no assurances he would allow the extradition of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. The Turks claim Gulen was part of a failed 2016 coup in Turkey. The country's foreign minister said Mr. Trump had assured President Erdogan that he was working on sending Gulen and others back to Turkey. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback asks, where is the evidence Gulen was part of the coup attempt?
It's been hard to ferret out, even, 2 years now after the attempted coup, to find out what, if any, influence Gulen really had over this coup and the plotters. But regardless, it's certainly the response of President Erdogan to crack down on just about anybody accused of anything has fueled speculation that his campaign is directed at much more than simply Gulen supporters.
Gulen has repeatedly denied any involvement in the short-circuited coup. The U.S. military says it killed dozens of militants in six airstrikes over the weekend in south-central Somalia. The Pentagon said four raids on Saturday killed 34 suspected al-Shabaab militants, while two on Sunday left another 28 dead. The U.S. said the strikes were intended to prevent terrorists from using remote areas as safe havens. Chinese President Xi Jinping Tuesday called for the implementation of reforms as he marked the 40th anniversary of China's moves toward a market-oriented economy. While refusing to allow others to dictate to China what it should do, he insisted China will never pursue development at the expense of others. The cybersecurity agency in the Czech Republic has warned network operators against using software or hardware made by Chinese telecom giants Huawei and ZTE, saying both pose a security threat. The Czech agency charges that Chinese companies are required by law to cooperate with intelligence services. A Huawei spokesman denied the company presents any security risk. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1.